There's nothing else for anybody to get excited about.
Surely they won't make us go a year with nothing to do.
Right.
Surely. Surely.
Surely. Welcome to episode 179 of Outlandish Podcast. I'm your host, Matt. With me, I have my two co-hosts, Justin.
Let's get this over with.
Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy, I'm reading here.
You can read.
Congratulations.
But
might just use his arrows. Arrows.
So I don't
scroll.
Know. They're like...
I think it starts to loop at the end.
I think it should start off with a slow clap and then just work its way after.
There should be a slow clap.
All right, so I'm reading here, and I don't know why MMO Champion is starting to recap these challenge mode dungeon things, but they are. I
don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so back in BlizzCon,
okay,
they talked about how they ran, you were going to be able to like run dungeons and have like different like speed runs and like different difficulties.
No, they would normalize everybody's gear.
Yeah. And so I don't know why MMO Champion is now.
I'll tell you why, because they don't have anything to talk about.
Oh, they're bringing it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a recap. Let's show you what they said at BlizzCon. We don't have anything to tell you.
Man.
And then they're saying, well, we'll hear more about Mists of Pandaria in the upcoming weeks. I'm like,
but while we're waiting for the new announcements, we can review challenge mode dungeons.
Why would we hear more in the upcoming weeks?
So is there supposed to be another patch coming up?
There's a 4.3, but it's like bug fixes and stuff.
4.3.2.
Oh, 4.3.2. Sorry.
So, with more time under our belt, Jeremy, how likely do you think Mists of Pandaria will be a summer expansion?
I hadn't heard anything else about it.
I'm just saying because there's nothing else. There's nothing
else
for anybody
to get
excited about.
Surely they won't make us go a year with nothing to do.
Right.
Surely. Surely.
Surely. Sure. Well, they might. What do you think they would consider Diablo 3?
We're like giving you Diablo 3 for free. That's patch 4.4.
Oh, they do. They are doing that for free, aren't they? With that stupid subscription thing.
Yeah, geniusly, they tied you into it. They got you to stay.
Did you sign? You signed up for it,
yes,
didn't you?
They signed up for it immediately.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, because of this lull.
Because of you might want to stop playing WoW at some point.
At some point.
And focus mainly on Skyrim.
He's admitted it, Matt. He's admitted it. At some point he may stop
playing. I've played 58 hours of Skyrim in the last 2 weeks. WoW is not in the way of that at all.
So they go over this and they talk about it. I was reading over this. Completing the challenge on gold will incur a stacking debuff on future attempts. It'll start with a 5% debuff, but if you manage to finish with a gold medal time on that run, you'll receive a 10% debuff on your next run, and so on.
Why would you keep going?
Fuck?
You got the gold medal. What do you care?
I thought the point was to try to make your time better and better. Instead, they're like, oh, that was too easy for you.
I guess
you have to try to get it again, only harder.
Are they talking specifically about the speed run?
The challenge mode.
Just getting through in the amount of time with the shitty gear that they normalize.
But it's completely... It should be...
I don't know. I hadn't heard that during BlizzCon, so I...
Plus, how are you... I mean, there's no way for you to increase your gear. I mean, there's no way to get better except for just to do it better, right?
Right.
All you get out of this is stuff to transmog your stuff with.
Well, they talk about other possible rewards include pets, mounts, titles, and achievements, depending on
I didn't mean what you get out of it. I'm talking about on subsequent runs. It's not like when you go raiding because you're getting better gear, you're going to do better and better. Because you're going to be normalized gear, there's nothing that's going to make you better on subsequent attempts except for being better.
They're just trying to make you prove how awesome you are by debuffing you every time. Look how awesome I am. I got gold medal with 25% debuff.
I mean, if they gave you titles or
well, there is a leaderboard.
Some kind of new... Well, if there was a leaderboard...
It's a round leaderboard.
And then, like, if you do it with the 5%, you get on a new leaderboard. That'd be kind of cool. Mm-hmm. You do it with the 10%, you get on a new leaderboard with something at the end of that.
Unless I get like invited.
We have titles, theoretically, that could add like a new thing to the game that are like symbols, like a little symbol next to your name.
For percentages.
It'll look kind of like
ranks.
You get
a star.
Yeah. Just like stars, star. And you get gold stars, silver stars.
Other star.
Green star, two stars.
Asterisk. That's what it would be. Yeah. It wouldn't even be a star. It would be an asterisk.
It'd be like forums. It's like the Gilder newbie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to use that. I can't get rid of that title. Great.
Talk about the 64-bit PTR is on there.
Is this 4.3.2?
4.3.2, yeah. Brought us a 64-bit client for Mac users.
Okay.
They talk about... I was reading this. It's talking about... as a blue post. This is, I guess, somebody saying this to Blizzard. Unfortunately, Blizzard decided that in-game was king when they made the leveling process take no time at all. A blue post replies with, "People often play MMOs to play alongside their friends and share adventures. That social experience is important, and it can feel a bit lonely when your friends and most of the rest of the playing population is cavorting around at the level cap while you're just starting out." And I was like, what? But you talk about at the very beginning, people often play MMOs to play alongside their friends. So why would their friends be above them in a different level? I thought you said that's what people were playing to play.
Well, he means alongside your friends. Like, you're playing right now, I'm playing right now, Jeremy's playing right now.
Oh, we're not actually
but we're playing on different
up.
Schedules. Right.
So, oh, okay. Well, but I was reading it, and I was like, yeah. And with Star Wars, you know, you mm-hmm. get the leveling. It's pretty nice. But I see a lot of people hitting the 50 now.
Yeah, I've been seeing that.
And they're kind of like,
eh. Good for them.
I'm canceling.
Yeah, I got, I really wish I had not subscribed, I really wish I had not, you know, installed until I got back from Christmas, since I didn't play at all,
yeah,
and that was like 5 days straight of just eating time, because now my subscription will end on the 20th, or maybe the 19th, I guess, if it's a 30-day subscription, and I'm only level 32, it's going to be really, I don't think I'm going to keep playing.
You don't think you're going to try to hit 50?
It's not really worth the $15 for me to try and just push myself to 50.
Yeah.
If I didn't have to pay, then I'd probably keep trying and then maybe give up. But considering it's already getting a little, like, the quests are getting repetitive, you know, it is. And it's like...
It'd be so much nicer if you could push your class story faster. I mean, like, because... It seems like you have to do a lot in between seeing parts of your class story because you have to level.
I'm actually kind of out-leveled right now. So, like, this next week is going to be a time period of me... I'm not going to be doing, like, the bonus. Kill 20 of these dudes while you're here. Nope. Mm-mm. I got stealth. I'm, like, no need for me to kill anything on the way there. So I'm going to try and push those a little harder, see if I can, like, you know, get moving for it. It's also easy to stop questing and leveling. Because I'll be like, oh, I never did that flashpoint. I'm going to go back and do that gray flashpoint solo now because I didn't feel like grouping with people. Maybe we'll get some oranges. Or, yeah, I'm going to stop and do some crafting. And like, oh, I didn't clear out those heroics because I didn't feel like grouping anybody. I'll go back and do that. You know, I mean, unless you do that when it's still green, then you don't get, you get five experience.
Five.
Like, immediately goes to five.
That's what's so shitty about it. I mean, like, it should have a number associated to it no matter what.
Right.
And I should get that when I do it.
I agree.
Because that's the way WoW is. I mean, WoW is going to give you whatever your experience was associated with that level.
If you would have gotten 70 experience, you'd get 70 experience. Yeah. And it would just be shitty because you're out-leveled for it. Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of newbie mistakes BioWare made with this game. But anyway.
Back to
World of Warcraft.
Back to World of Warcraft.
Do we have to...
They talk about pet battles and about how that's supposed to be, you know, one of the things people are able to do once they hit level cap. Blue post.
Okay. Not just MMO champion, like, hey, pet battles, going to be a Mr. Panera.
They actually did that, too.
I guess because the blue people talked about it.
I don't know.
This would be a fine time to talk about pet battles again, guys.
They talk about how, you know, people found that they didn't have much to do once they hit a level cap. So they're trying to bring in the pet battles is one of those things that they can do after they hit a...
There's tons of shit to do once you hit the level cap.
Pokemon, and I guess, around the world.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing.
Gotta catch them all, you Pokemon. Talk about some linear questing. Talking about there's advantages and disadvantages of linear quest lines. The advantages tend to flow from the effort to build epic stories for players to be a part of. When you put the player into a linear quest line, you can more easily incorporate dramatic elements like foreshadowing, plot twists, and a satisfying climax that you know the player is going to be there for.
Plot twist. It's like, oh, let's change positions.
No.
Satisfying climax.
You stand over here. I stand over there.
Try sticking the phone up my ass.
Let's scroll down a little bit more.
I see you scrolling.
I see somebody completed the Fangs of the Father. They got their daggers.
Jeremy.
Apparently they switched servers to do it.
Huh?
So they could get it that week or whatever?
Yeah. There's a cartoon.
Lord.
There's a cartoon on here. I got a backup.
An animation?
No.
It says a dramatic retelling of the world first Fangs of the Father. It has Deathwing, and he's like,
yes, hello, I am Deathwing the Destroyer, end of all things, yada yada. Wait, hold up, you in the back, yes, you, the rogue. You were in Dragon Soul yesterday on another server. Care to explain what you're doing here?
Okay, no habla inglés?
Oh, for the your name is spelled in Cyrillic. Spelled in Russian.
That's courtesy of the Daily Blink.
Yeah. So apparently, going by this, we got switch servers.
Going by this. That's our fact check right there. Somebody used it in the comic.
I went 3 pages down to try to find an article that said, hey, this guy got it, and I don't see it. So
in reality, he could have just been the first.
You can't just click on this picture right here?
What picture?
What happens when you click on this picture?
Oh, wait. I thought that was just a guild. Oh,
it just shows him.
Yeah, it's just a picture.
Exorcist.
So you get those wings, huh?
Those are the best kinds of titles and shit, where they're just like, this doesn't make any sense, but it's kind of cool. Exorcist.
I feel
kind of a little Latin. You got an X in there.
That's the name, I guess.
Well, the guy's name is backwards M, small but still uppercase M, the number 6, OC, which is Russian for Exorcist.
I don't even know why it has. Why does it have 6 in there? How do you get 6?
Cyrillic has all those things in their letter system
and more.
Yeah,
that's weird.
They've got Greek letters and backwards letters and numbers.
Upside down question marks?
No, that's Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Ugh, a lot of blue posting.
They got to keep people interested.
No longer triggers.
They
got to
be
cooldown.
Hey guys, we're responding to you. Don't play that other game.
Going on for him. Ugh,
it'd be funny to get on the official forums and post a question that could be something from WoW, but is obviously from the Old Republic.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've been leveling my slicing, and I don't see why I can't get the such and such because I have a higher boost in my skill level. So could you help me out? I'm on Tatooine. Just to see. I mean, I'm sure you'd get deleted.
So I was looking at the random...
As if someone just forgot.
Yeah.
The random stuff on the blue post. And somebody said, hey, the Undermine Journal violates the API because they don't give out their code. They charge a fee for notifications. I hope you guys take care of that. And so then a bunch of people posted. They do post their code that interfaces with the API. You can just go to undermindjournal.source.text, and that's where the code is located. And they don't charge a fee for this. They charge a fee to send you emails to notify you. You can get those for free on the website. They just charge you for the email service. But then the blue post is like, it's also against forum policy to call out players, and I'm going to extend the same to application developers since they're probably players also.
I don't think that's fair. I think those are different groups. So you can't call out a player. But, I mean, this was an add-on, right? They're talking about an add-on?
Well, a website, I guess, right? They're talking about the website.
Yeah.
I don't understand. What do they charge for? I thought they used to send emails for emailed. Free.
It's part, let's see. Let's just go.
They used to send emails for free.
I think they still will text you for free.
I have never heard of a site that didn't send emails for free. Apparently they're getting popular enough to want to start getting a little kickback.
They should. They should have been, I mean, they're good.
Let me see.
I thought they were pretty handy dandy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they charge for texting.
I don't know. I'm looking.
Message data rates will apply. You know how they always say that?
So, what are the which websites do these rules apply to?
Anybody that
pulls data from the game?
Anybody that pulls data from the API. You have to list your source code that interfaces with the API.
Well, I wonder why do they enforce that?
I guess to make sure it's not stealing any data or something?
I don't know. So, service cost. Mm. To provide email and RSS service, we ask for $5 for 60 days. You can also receive 10 days of service every time someone gives you a referral code.
Wow. You know, monetized. I don't blame them.
They're doing a service.
Yep.
I think they've...
And the WoW population has shown that they're more than willing to just blow their money on worthless shit like that.
I think it's a handy-dandy service if you want to play the auction house.
Yeah.
So I think they've definitely earned the right to do that.
I agree.
They've earned the right to earn.
Yeah. So let's see here. Pets will be account-wide, so that will be good for Jeremy. This is talking about pet battles. The battle system will be accessible to all players from a low level. That'd be cool, I guess, right?
I suppose.
As long as the harder to get pets that are, or the better to get pets aren't like hard to get. Like you don't gotta have to be max level or something.
I would assume that's going to be what it's going to be like. They want to encourage you to level.
Let me see if it talks about. Because I have to assume that there's going to be generic pets, like pets that share the same attributes.
First off,
I don't think Blizzard is not going to be non-lazy enough
to differentiate every single pet.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
To make them all unique.
They're not going to all be unique.
Like, I bet all the hatchlings or whatever, I bet they all do the same thing probably.
Well, I don't know, because each hatchling does something different. Already, like darting hatchling runs around, and I don't remember what the other ones do. I only ever use darting because it was cool, because he would just shoot off toward the boss, and people would be like, "Oh shit, pet put wait, non-combat pet, never mind."
Why would he shoot toward the boss? He automatically,
he just whatever goes, you're targeting. He goes in a random direction.
Oh, okay, I thought he was automatically set to run at stuff you're targeting, which would be kind of funny.
All right, it says the battle system will be accessible to all players. The battle system works with almost every pet. I'd be funny if it didn't work with the ones you paid for on the store. Rare pets will not give.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they did that. You know, so you don't have to pay.
Well, if it depends on the unique. You know, like if they do the uniqueness thing, sure. But if they don't do uniqueness, like then
well, those pets on the store are pretty different. Like I don't know what they would make the Kung Fu Panda be similar to.
A Kung Fu Cheetah.
Is there a Kung Fu Grizzly Bear? That everybody can just get?
Yeah, that you can get from a quest in Grizzly
Hills. That'll be the BlizzCon for this year. It'll be a Kung Fu Blizzard Bear. Rare pets will not give any combat advantage. There you go. But may give a cosmetic advantage.
Huh. Well, there you go.
Your pet journal will display info on all your pets, including stats, skills, and also drop locations and lore info for the pets you don't have yet. It will also let you manage your teams and battle parts of the system. You will be able to customize your pet with names or visuals for the abilities. What is that? What is it? Pet with names or visuals?
Huh?
So you'll be able to change up your pets, what they look like, the abilities that they do? Because it says, maybe. You will be able to customize your pet with names or visuals for the abilities.
Visuals for the abilities. They'll have abilities, and you can change the spell. You can make a blue fireball instead of an orange fireball.
So you'll be. I wonder if they'll do a glyph system then for pets.
You mean the glyph system that they never really did?
Yeah.
You mean the blue fireball?
Yeah. Hey, I forgot. Dance Studio.
Yeah. Dance Studio.
You can also make your pets do different dances.
Or Titan leveling or whatever it was.
You mean Path of the Titans?
Path of Titans.
Hey, Aerial Combat. Every pet Areola can use combat. Three abilities in a pet.
Areola combat.
It just makes me think of the fembots with the
yeah
the guns coming out their nipples. That's Areola combat.
Every pet can use three abilities in a battle at one time with a total of six abilities to swap around between battles.
Hmm. That's a little limited. I mean, Pokemon has four abilities, if I'm not mistaken.
Per pet?
That you can use in battle.
Per pet.
Well, they can't make it exactly like Pokemon. They're like, Pokemon's got four. Ours only have three.
And they spin it to be like, so you don't have to think about your choices so much. It's better.
We thought it would be easier for the players.
Wait, every time you level, you will also increase the stats of your pet? Yeah. So what the hell does the battle system will be accessible to all players from a low level? What the fuck?
It'll be tiered, just like PvP Battlegrounds.
It matches you up based on level. They already said that it was going to be that.
The current pet level cap is 25. You will level multiple pets. You will level multiple pets to build your team, which consists of three slots for pets during battle. What the fuck? You will level multiple pets. I don't... okay.
You'll have to level each pet, I think is what they're getting at.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, why wouldn't you have to?
Well, they got to make sure you understand.
They don't want you to think that you only have to... You can just go in there with one pet. You're going to level up multiple pets. Get ready.
Most pets will become tradable even after being leveled. That should be interesting.
Gotta catch them all.
If you could be like a Pokemon trainer and then put them on the auction house.
Can I get more than one of the one I already have so then I can trade?
I don't know. It'd be like a cockfighter. You could train your cock and then you could put it on the auction house. Be like, it's a level 25 cock. Buy it. It's awesome. I trained him well.
It's just a Westfall chicken.
It works really well.
A Westfall chicken.
It does good. There will be wild pets that you can find in the world and engage in battle with. After defeating it, you'll be able to get that pet and add it to your pet journal.
See, this is why I signed up for a year. I'm never going to stop playing this game.
It'll probably come out like November. You'll pay a year's worth just to sit there. And I do nothing. I'm curious if this will be implemented with 5.0.
I doubt it. You probably have to buy Mists of Pandaria. Well, you have to be... You're going to have to be 90 to use it, so...
Will you?
Well, they said
the battle system would be accessible to all players from a low level.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you said that was one of the things they were adding because people didn't have anything to do at max level.
Well, that's what they were saying. I mean, that would be like a thing you could do.
It's like Battlegrounds. You can do that at lower level.
Like archaeology. Why aren't people doing that? You could do that. There's something to do.
Yeah. Wild pets have random stats. Some of them will be very good at tanking. Some will have a CC ability and so on. Tanking? I mean, are you going to have more than one out at a time?
No. It's just a poor use of phrasing. It just means that they're going to be...
I guess stronger. They'll be able to take a lot of damage.
Yeah.
They'll be able to take a lot of damage but not do much damage.
Right.
Which actually is nothing like tanks. Because they take a lot of damage, and they still do damage.
Yeah. Well, they don't do a lot of damage, so
they're not as good as...
Some of them.
AOE.
AOE, definitely.
Some pets will only be found during a specific season, while it's raining, or during the day, or the night. For example, some of them will respond in the spring when it's raining. Yeah, well, this is just a recap of everything.
Oh, you're not reading Blue Post stuff?
No.
Stop it.
Well, I don't remember any of this shit. This shit's interesting.
That's why
our
podcasts are an hour and a half and like barely anything this gets talked about.
I like the pet battle
system.
Okay,
yeah, it was interesting. We read about it last in BlizzCon.
Well, I forgot all about this stuff. So I'm like, oh, wow. Like the, that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Fine, then.
Next week we're going to hear about archaeology because Matt's forgot all about it.
We're going to talk about Path of the Titans and Dance Studio. Stay tuned. I'll make you a deal. We will talk about nothing but that stuff week after next.
What? I decline.
Is that 80? The one
next
80,
week is 80. 80. The next week we don't do the show.
There are ongoing discussions about how we want to handle this issue. We're talking about extra character slots. If I recall correctly, there were some ideas brought up at BlizzCon about what we could potentially do to alleviate the concerns about extra character slots, but
make
I don't have
an
any
extra character slot. What could we possibly do?
Keep going.
What could we possibly do in order to let people have one of every class? I know. Let's charge them $10 per server to open up a hero character slot.
It's so stupid. What could we do? What do we do?
So Jeremy, we left off on a cliffhanger last week. You were made guild leader.
I'm still.
We're not sure if it was good. Okay.
Was it ever talked about since then? Or
Zorvix had never said anything. Java asked in raid, so who's going to be a guild leader? And Ronan said, Dead's guild leader. And Java was like, okay.
So, if I log back in.
You're not going to log back in.
I'm not. I wouldn't even pay $50 just to go log in, get a guild invite and go, what's up, guys? And then log out and then cancel my subscription.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that. Nost was on the other night.
Ah, that's cool.
I said, what's up, Nost? And he goes, hey.
And then he logged out.
Nothing else.
I don't even know why he bothered logging in. He just fucking signed up for Tor. He just bought Tor.
I don't know.
He's probably one of those people that's been subscribed the whole
time.
Maybe
he paid for the year.
I was going to say, he signed up for the year. He wanted Tyrael's charger, damn it. It's got wings that don't look anything like what they should. They're actually really terrible.
I guess, what was it? How much was it?
How much was what?
For the year? It's 100? Well, how much did it cost to sign to... Oh, wait, you had to sign
nothing.
Up. You had to make a $15 for a year, right? Commitment?
Yeah, you're signing up to keep playing for
a year. I couldn't remember if it was a long... I couldn't remember if it was like you got a deal.
So what So I guess you just don't have the option to cancel?
Right.
What happens if you're...
You cancel, you just get your mount taken away.
No.
I think.
Do they deny access to the Diablo? It's like a contract.
Yeah.
You didn't sign anything. You did it electronically, didn't you?
I mean, you have to do... I mean, it's like anything you do online. Like, if you get a new cell phone and do a 2-year contract, you do, I agree, and that's it. Well, they said they would do everything within their power to make sure that you pay for it for...
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've never signed up for, like, a... I don't think I've signed up for a contractual commitment online.
I can't imagine what they would do. Maybe they'd, like, put something on your credit report. I don't know. I mean, there can't be a cancellation fee. They didn't provide me with anything.
Yeah.
Yet. I mean, they gave me the charger, but they could just be like, oh, you don't have that anymore.
Well, I was thinking, well, the bigger point, though, I thought was to get Diablo 3 for free.
Right.
So, I mean, they could just deny you access to Diablo 3.
Right.
Since you're going to be having to download it and log in.
Yeah.
Apparently, WoW is no longer compatible with Windows 2000.
Wait.
Huh? Mists of Pandaria won't be compatible with Windows 2000.
I would love to know what the architecture is of Windows 2000 that made them say, guys, we cannot...
Microsoft quit supporting it
Sure.
In 2010, so it hasn't been supported for... It'll be 2 years when Mists of Pandaria come out, so... I don't know. I mean,
it's one of those things. I think as long as Microsoft is still supporting it, that everybody like tries to code to keep that relevant. And then when the vendor stops supporting it, they're like, "Oh, we can take this shit out now. We don't have to put in the code for that."
But I wonder if Microsoft's going to stop supporting Windows XP since technically that came out in 2001.
I think they already have. It's just
I don't know. XP was really popular. There's a lot of computers running that.
Still. We still run it at work, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we're on XP.
Yeah, nobody wanted Vista.
I was going to say, I think they probably still... we're going to have to look it up.
8 comes out.
This year, I believe.
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
Well, 7 came out 2 years ago, right? Isn't that right? 2 years ago, 7?
Yeah.
2007? 7?
Windows 7? Expansions always...
If they don't put a year date after it anymore, I don't know. I can't keep up with it.
They always came out earlier than I think they came out, except for, you know, like 95 and 98. Those are easy.
Yeah.
But like XP, for the longest time, I swore it came out like in 2003. I was like, really? When? But remember.
I guess that's right. It was the one right after ME, right?
Yeah, and Millennium Edition, that came out in 99. So, I mean, that's only 2 years.
Boy, ME was terrible, too.
Why was the ME terrible? That's what I've heard. I had ME on my 2001 computer. It was fine.
It was kind of like Vista, you know? It was just...
Can't say ME was terrible because you had Windows 2000.
Yeah, I loved Windows 2000.
And ME, from what I understand, was pretty much... It was 2000, just like slightly edited for be a...
Windows XP came out December 31st, 2001. They stopped selling it at retail June 30th, 2008, and PCs stopped coming with it pre-installed October 22nd, 2010, 1 year after Windows 7 came out. Vista came out 6 years later, They stopped selling it a year after Windows 7 came out, and PCs stopped being available with it on October 22nd of 2011. So XP lasted 9 years, and Vista only lasted 4.
Yeah, Vista. Yeah. A lot of people hated Vista.
Yeah.
Because you had to change up the whole damn thing and do, like, tweaks and shit to get it to where you wanted it.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, it just had a lot of bugs, and it was a little intrusive, if I remember correctly. It was kind of bulky. Mm-hmm.
Seven's better.
It's a sweet spot, man.
I love seven. Seven.
I know. I mean, there's only so much I can do with the fucking Windows.
XP will continue to have support until April of 2014.
Hmm. Weird that they put a date on it already.
My business relies on Windows XP. What will happen if I have technical problems? Actually, they put what'll happen. They made what will as a contraction, yeah. We understand some of our customers aren't ready to upgrade their PCs to Windows 7. Although XP will soon disappear from stores, we'll continue to offer extended support until April 2014.
It's so weird that they would put a dead date. Like they know the future.
Such a solid date.
Yeah.
That's 4 years off. 3 years off.
Not two years off.
Does that mean that Windows 8 comes out April 2012? And then PCs will stop coming with Windows 7 in April of 2013. Mm-hmm. And then they'll stop support on Vista and XP in April of 2014.
So, Diablo 3 consoles? Maybe? Possibly? Who knows?
I think they confirmed it.
Did they? Week. Well, I had heard that, like, I think I saw on IGN's Twitter was like, they hired the developers, they made all this stuff, and then Blizzard's like, we're still not sure if we're going to make it for consoles. Because you know how Blizzard is. Blizzard's like, we might be doing it. Who knows? Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. What do you think? Would you think it'd be a good success? I don't know.
I'm sure people would play it.
How do you think it would work, though, with the console controls?
Well, Torchlight apparently works great.
Really?
On the 360. Yeah, there were people talking about playing it again that they'd already played a bunch of it on PC, and they were amazed at how well it works. And Torchlight's pretty much Diablo. So it's almost like Blizzard was like, they did a pretty good fucking job with that. We can fucking do that.
Well, I mean, it's pretty, I'm only going based off of isometric view. Mm. Bastion.
Yep.
Some other games, I'm sure. I can't think of any other but Bastion. Torchlight. But I mean, Bastion was on consoles. But yeah. I'm just saying, I didn't know Torchlight came on console. I didn't know it
had hit the marketplace,
I guess. XBLA, I guess. Yes. Or something. So, I guess, have you heard anything about Torchlight 2? I mean, is it coming out?
It's supposed to be coming out this year. It was supposed to come out at the end of last year, and they decided to push it off. It's about time for them to talk about it again.
I thought they were supposed to try to include multiplayer in a regular Torchlight. I thought they were talking
about the original Torchlight.
Yeah, I thought they were talking about patching that or something.
Nope.
Jeremy,
support on Vista Service Pack 1 ended July 12th of last year, and support on XP Service Pack 2 ended on July 13th of the year before. So,
Jeremy, did the Dartmoon Fair come in this past week or
again? No.
Oh,
I got fucked.
I couldn't remember. I thought it came in like on the second week of the month.
No, it's the first.
Oh, okay.
Since January started on a Sunday, it started January 1st.
So, Jeremy, how are you coming along on your daggers?
I'm over halfway to the next part.
Okay. How much?
If you had to put a percentage on total completion of daggers.
Yeah, I mean, like, wait, 20% right now?
25.
Fourth way there?
Probably.
But you're going to have a lot to do, right? You got to kill a lot of bosses or something like that. I'm trying to think in my mind how long.
I have to get the rest of this first part, then I have to kill a guy in Karazhan, then I have to collect more shit, and then kill Deathwing.
What's the current goal for your guild right now?
For your guild right now.
You guys working on heroics?
Not yet. We're still, we're getting Mornak and Ryze
geared
up, so then we can get back to where we were, which we made.
Does that mean having to run Ragnaros' area?
No. I mean, we haven't done Ragnaros in 2 months, I guess.
We can run. They put in new five mans, right?
Yes.
You could run. I guess they're running those or something.
We've been doing looking for rain. Mm-hmm. I think we're done with looking for rain.
Okay.
When did the patch come out?
Month and a half.
November. End of November.
Okay, so you're just bad at like figuring out when you stop doing it. You said you haven't run to run Ragnaros' area for like 2 months, but I know that you guys have been back to that after the patch came out.
To Ragnaros?
Yeah.
No.
You haven't been back in that dungeon?
We have, but we don't do Ragnaros.
I don't remember the name of the fucking place.
You meant the whole raid. We go there every Tuesday to get Mandy her stuff.
Yeah.
We just don't mean Ragnaros because he doesn't.
I said Ragnaros' place.
You said Ragnaros' area. I thought you meant like.
His instance.
Sorry. I got it.
All right. His dominion.
We go there on Tuesday.
Okay.
All right, and you guys are clearing. You guys are clearing out a lot of Dragon Soul on Wednesdays.
Yeah, we once we get back to where we were, once we get rice, and once Zorvik stops having to work in places that aren't at his house, and Java's internet got turned off, once we're just having a bunch of bad shit happen.
Yeah. Having a bunch of bad shit happen. Mm-hmm. I got him.
Yeah.
I got
him. Well, I remember when my internet went down. I can't wait.
See, the problem is, Java also plays Star Wars, and the people he plays Star Wars with, he's not on there either. Mm. He said Comcast accidentally turned off his internet.
Wouldn't put it past him.
But,
so everything's coming along nicely. Huh?
If ever we get back to where we were, there's no reason that we can't do both of those just on Wednesday and be done.
So, being the guild leader now, Jeremy, what does the future of False Idols look like? Tell us. What?
Legendary daggers.
What are we doing? Where are we going?
It looks the same as it always had. Will we be able to raid next week? I don't think. Oh, two people that haven't been on in forever just showed up. Let's go. Just like it has been for months and months.
This is the part I hate of like running WoW and running a guild or anything, because I feel like you have to do something in this lull, this period of just, you know, it's
not a lull. Everybody logs on, we raid, then we log off. Nobody plays the other.
Yeah, but it's so easy for people to lose interest when that's all that's happening. Yeah. I think so. I've always felt like I have to do something to keep them entertained.
I don't feel like I need to keep them entertained. I don't feel like I could keep them entertained.
Yeah, that's probably true right there. I mean,
there's nothing. What are you going to do to keep them entertained? Hey, Mandy loaded up Trivia Bot. Everybody log on Friday nights at 7. Well, I'll have a trivia, and whoever wins gets 5,000 gold.
So you guys didn't lose anybody to the Old Republic?
We have like 5 people that play Old Republic, but they log off and come raid and then go back to Old Republic.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I played WoW.
God. I just couldn't imagine that. You're essentially paying $15 a month to play 2 times a week. And that's it. I mean, like, so you're playing like eight days.
Yeah, when you look at it like that, it does seem kind of silly.
Yeah. So you're getting like, yeah.
I think people, there are other people that are still like playing alts and shit. There are people that I don't know who they are, but they're in the guild and have been in the guild forever, and they just showed back up, and they've been leveling alts together.
So weird.
Thagirian. I guess. No idea who that guy is.
Do you think it's just like a nostalgia thing? You know, it just hits you. You know, you're just like, oh, I would like to play WoW. You know, I mean, just.
Well, it would be, yeah, with the people that randomly show up.
Yeah, just.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I had back before.
It's like Justin with City of Heroes.
Yeah, I get that sometimes. I kind of want to load up City of Heroes sometimes. It's why I started playing DCUO, because every once in a while I just get that MMO itch. So I started playing that.
I wouldn't even know my login to get into City of Heroes.
I wouldn't either.
Well, I wouldn't either.
NCSoft or whatever.
I'd probably figure it out.
It'd be the same, I think, as whatever your Guild Wars account is, if you could probably remember that. Because I think they're all the same.
I figured that one out.
I wouldn't remember that one either.
I had to ask.
I know what the username would be.
I had to get you to give me like to find out your what my character name, because you had to use your character name to log in.
I know what my username would be, but I have no idea what the password would be.
Yeah. Well, you try one of those old passwords you used to use. Don't we all have that, right?
Yeah.
You got like five or six passwords that you've...
Yeah, I got you.
That's you should have a different password every time.
Yeah, you should.
And you should remember it and never write it down.
Yeah.
Couldn't imagine being that good at memory.
Yeah.
There's some people that keep it like on a... They have a program thing on a USB drive, and you plug it in, you hit a certain key thing, and it'll type the password in, and you actually never even know what your password is.
It's like a macro, I guess, set up. So something you can like press that, I'll press Control Shift F1Z, and that's for Guild Wars. And then I press Control Shift
F2. So instead of remembering the password, you have to remember the key combination.
It was like one guy at work that had that. He didn't know what any of his passwords were. He just had the little thumb drive.
God, man. He would hit
a key.
That'd be like if you lost your cell phone and needed to call somebody.
You'd be like,
yeah.
I could call my mom.
I could call Mandy, and I could call my mom on her house phone, but not her cell phone.
Yeah.
Couldn't call you guys.
I could maybe call your mom. I don't know. I don't know if I could. I can't. No. I got the prefix.
I know prefixes. I could call Christina's dad. I remember that phone number because it spelled something.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't think you should tell your wife that.
I've already told her what her phone number is.
We'll take a break and we'll be right back after this.
Years we prepared, we grew stronger. While you rested in your cradle of power, believing your people were safe and protected.
And we're back for the second segment of Outlandish Podcast. Justin,
what?
How has Old Republic come along for you? We talked a little bit about
it. Talked a little bit about it in the first segment.
So it's going slow, right? It's going
slow. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not really. It's not like I stare at my experience bar.
You go to one planet. You're like, oh, okay, got some quests. You end up at the next planet. Oh, it's the same quest, just different people want me to do it.
Well, at the same time, that's every MMO.
Well, yeah, you know? I'm not defending that.
So it's also more of a case of 2011 was a bumper crop year of great games that I have not gotten to yet. And so once I start, I mean, it was nice having a break from all those single player games. But at some point it's kind of like, well, I could go kill 20 Tusken Raiders or Sand People. For some reason they don't call them Tusken Raiders in the game. As far as I understood, they were Tusken Raiders, but they all call them Sand People.
Isn't that what they called them in the first movie?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Sand People?
Well, yeah, but at the same time, I mean, they're Tusken Raiders.
But where did that name come from?
I'm not sure.
So
I'll go look it up.
You still want to play, like, I guess, the new Assassin's Creed? Is that Brotherhood or is that the other one?
Revelations. Yep, haven't played Saints Row... the third yet.
Is there anything you ended
I've
up
got
buying?
Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword sitting over there. I got the Ico and Shadow of the Colossus collection sitting over there. I bought Dead Space 2.
You played those.
Yeah, but I haven't played them in a widescreen HD 60 frames per second. Bought Dead Space 2 when it went on sale again.
Are they higher res? I mean, they're actually HD.
Yeah.
So they've been
up-res.
Well,
yeah, they've been up-res. Yes, they've been.
What is up-res?
They've
mean?
Been retextured. Yes.
Okay.
They've been cleaned up.
So it's not, okay.
It's
like,
not like
PS1
a remake.
Or PS2 graphics.
No.
Okay, you ready? Here we go. Tusken Raiders, less formally referred to as Sand People, blah, blah, blah. The term Sand People was given to them due to their existence in the desert and was in use from at least around 4000 BBY, which I don't know.
Until?
We'll say now. It was in use from at least around 4000 BBY. The more formal name, Tusken Raiders, was acquired much later due to a period of concerted attacks on the settlement at Fort Tusken in 98 to 95 BBY.
Oh, so they're actually being chronologically accurate.
Yes.
In the game.
They're not known as Tusken Raiders for another almost 4000 years.
Well, What do you know?
Fuck it.
Yeah, because... But yeah, so just...
Wonder
so that...
I wonder if you can go visit Fort Tuscan. I wonder if you can see where Fort Tuscan would be or where it would be at.
And BBY stands for Before the Battle of Yavin.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I haven't played fucking Skyrim yet. I mean, fucking Skyrim, guys. Mass Effect 2 comes out, I think, next month. Three, yeah. Fuck. Mass Effect 3 comes out next month. I want to play that, like, when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, at some point it's time to put down the MMO.
Childish things.
It's time to put down going and killing 20 of these guys and activating three of those things. It's a little different. You don't usually have to collect things. Or not as much, but it's like, can you help fix my vaporizers? Vaporizers are broken. Okay, I'll go click on these things.
Can you give me some fixed vapor rub for my wife? She's dying.
So I still think it's the most interesting of MMOs as far as storylines and questing and whatnot. Like, and in fact, I just got done with Alderaan, which is a pretty interesting quest area because it's very Game of Thronesy. The Alderaan is based on royal families, so you got the House Thule, House Olgol, mm-hmm. House Organa, as in Leia Organa. So you're kind of—it's very political intrigue on that planet. So
is that the one where you had the two houses fighting each other?
More than two.
Oh,
but yeah.
Oh, okay. What did you end up? This is a spoilers for anybody. What did you end up doing on that planet?
Well, a good thing. I mean, I'm playing a good guy.
Well, I mean, I don't know like what happened.
Oh, you mean as far as the Jedi Consular?
Yeah, in your story.
I was sent there because there was a major spoilers for Jedi Consular, but basically there's a plague that's affecting Jedi Masters' minds.
You told me that.
So this was another. Hey, there's a Jedi Master on this planet that's acting a little weird. Why don't you go over there? It's like okay. So I went, and she was kind of affecting. She was trying to incite war.
Hmm.
Because she was being basically mind-controlled.
Between the houses?
Right. Those all end the same, too, because the Jedi Consular is the only one that has the shielding ability. Basically, your character. You're able to learn it, and then a Sith shows up and destroys the things you learned it from, and then you beat that guy. But you're the one that can do the shielding thing. And so I've shielded, like, six or seven Masters, and it's like, okay, come on, can we
Do you please? Actually have that ability?
No.
Ah.
It's one of those things that's not good for anything, but... cutting off this plague that affects Jedi Masterminds or Jedi Minds. So, and it takes a little out of me each time. Apparently, the last guy that did it died from it. And I keep thinking, like, I can't help but notice that it's not like my health is going down every time I do this. Supposedly, if I do this too much, character. I'm going to die from it, but I'm not really. He gets, and when he does it, he's like, oh, he does like the,
oh, like a,
like the holding his, yeah. holding his belly or his holding his arm thing.
Kind of like he has a war wound or something that's acting up or something.
And then the person will usually respond like, oh, this must have taken a lot out of you, but then you're okay.
And then you just get up and you're like,
yeah.
It's like on Skyrim when you're walking around and you don't know you have a disease, and then somebody's like, you don't look too good. And you're like, what? Oh,
what? Really?
And then you go look at your magic effects and one of them's red, and you're like, oh, potion of cure disease. Ah, much better.
How do you like Skyrim so far? 58 hours into it.
58 hours in the last 2 weeks. I don't know where I go to find my cumulative amount now. It's good.
Oh. Does it not tell you? Oh, it won't tell
you. It's probably
in
the game. No, Steam is what tells me the last 2 weeks.
Oh, I thought I would tell you.
I haven't gone like to dig for it. That just pops up on the Steam thing. Mm. I'm about to play it. Leader of the Warriors Guild, the Thieves Guild, the Dark Brotherhood. Doing the Mages Guild right now.
Check.
Same as all the other games. I went and did all the miscellaneous quests that I had in my miscellaneous list, and most of them turned into other quests, and I'm going up the list on that.
How you doing on the main quest thingy, Majigger?
I did the first one, and I'm not doing the rest of it until I get tired of the game, and then I'll finish the story and be done with it.
You just don't want to finish the story now and just do miscellaneous stuff or something? You feel like that's
no,
like
no, because when I did that in Morrowind, then like I was just way overpowered and the rest of it wasn't fun anymore.
That's what's great about this one. You can't be way overpowered. You'll be equal all the way through the game.
Morrowind was the same way, but it didn't matter. Once you got that mace after you beat the final boss of the main storyline, you just like, you could miss somebody and the wind from it would kill them and throw them back 3,000 feet.
Have you had a chance to fight a giant yet or whatever?
A giant?
Yeah.
Yeah, and two-shot a giant with my bow. Now.
Matt, you're not playing Tor anymore?
No, I haven't played Tor. I haven't logged into Tor in over a week, I think. So
man, you're such an advocate.
I was. And then I just got to the point to where I didn't want to go out and quest anymore. And I was like, I got to a point in the storyline where I was just like, I don't want to have to, because you'll hit when you're doing the, I'm sure you've done it as well. Whenever you're doing quests, your class quest, you'll get to a point to where you have to fight a main guy. Mm-hmm. And that guy's going to be a certain level. So I hit that part where I had to fight a guy.
I think I might be about to do that.
And
they ran out of people that I need to fix.
It took me like 6 or 7 tries. Like I had to go buy stems to like use, and then I was popping med things, and I had to like.
Were you under leveled?
I think I was at level.
Oh.
But it was just like he had like all kinds of good stuff, you know. He's like, I'm a Sith guy, Sith Lord, and I can do all this shit, shoot lightning and stuff, and I had to like interrupt all his shit, and he was beating the shit out of my companion.
Is she tank for you?
No, but she always starts off tanking for me, so I don't have to deal it, you know. So she can take a little bit of the damage before I have to start tanking.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was just frustrating. Because I kept on trying and trying and trying, and I would get him like down to like 25% before he just like devastated me. I don't want to have to grind out what I feel like is grinding to get to parts of my class story quest.
Right.
Because that's what's going to happen. If you just try to do just your class story quest, you'll be off. They'll want you to go to a planet that's like 3 or 4 levels out of your range.
Yeah.
Eventually. And you're just like, I can't do any of this stuff that's here. So I wish the class story quest, since it's instanced, it would scale to whatever level you're at. But I guess they would consider me hacking if I went to a planet I wasn't supposed to go to at my level.
Well, if they scaled it, then you'd end up finishing your class quest like at level 40 or something.
Yeah. Well, or maybe lower. If you only concentrated on just your class quest, you'd be like, I'm level 15. I did it. But I'm just in games in general. I was like, I thought about today earlier. I was like, I should play Skyrim. I like to play Skyrim. Now I was like, I don't want to play Skyrim. I'm just in a mood right now. I want to focus on my health right now. I want to work. I want to work out. I want to walk. And I want to just go to work and just come home and that's it. I'm just...
Exciting.
I know. It's very sad and depressing. But that's just the state of mind I'm in right now.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to get back to where I was at some point. Just start playing. I don't know. And that's the weird thing is about drives and about how our mood controls our love for something at certain points. Because I don't... I mean, it's like... How I was with WoW, and I was like, oh, I love WoW. And I remember at one point you quit playing WoW, and I was like, I was kind of like on to you about, come on, man, I gotta play WoW.
At which point? You mean years ago?
Yeah. And I was like, a podcast. I was worried about the podcast. We gotta do it for the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I've quit multiple times during the podcast.
And so it's just, I don't know. We get in these mood swings.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. They needed to make a Zoloft for games. I don't know, like hobbies. You pop a pill and you get hobby. You're interested in hobbies or something.
Yeah.
But so right now I'm getting up at 5:30 at the board and walking, going to work, and that's it. Hopefully,
as long as you have a goal that you're working
181 towards. I'll come back with life exuberant for video games, or at least something, a cooking show or something. Jeremy, what are you looking at?
That cruise ship that flipped over on its side.
That is interesting. I was curious. I was like, well, I guess they couldn't. They didn't really have to worry about drowning or anything because it's like right off the shore. No, they've lost
multiple people.
Well, five people, I think, died.
There's 40 people missing.
Yeah, there's still people that are yelling from inside the boat.
Really?
That they haven't gotten yet. Yeah.
I guess they're trapped under stuff.
I guess so. Apparently, like, when the boat hit the ground, it just, like, immediately flipped sideways.
Yeah. It's kind of strange.
Well, I guess it was. I mean, it's got to flip some way, right? I mean, it can't just stand on its end. It'd have to tip one left or right, because...
Well, if it was sinking, it would just...
Usually it's slow. Apparently this, like, everybody was eating dinner, and then it just flipped, and everything went up against the windows.
Well, yeah, I mean...
That would be awesome to live right there. Because then you can just watch.
Yeah, they said that the cruise ship had, like, 4,000 people on it, but the little town nearby is only 1,500 population. The mayor of the town was encouraging anybody to open their doors to them.
Is there...
That sucks, like, when it flips on the side, all the lifeboats over here can't be lowered because they're on the side of the boat, right. And all the lifeboats over here are underwater.
Yeah.
They were interviewing... I was listening to an interview this morning. An American girl... They were asking her about it and everything, and I was curious, do they have any video footage of it, of actually when it happens?
Probably not.
Like, I figured there'd be cameras on the boat, right?
There may be, but...
It'd be like a month or 2 months before we ever see that footage.
Probably not going to see it.
So it hit a reef, right?
Yeah.
A coral reef or something like that. Is there a different kind of reef? Other than coral reef?
You could have a stone reef. I mean,
yes.
I mean,
I'd have to know.
Is a reef the formation?
I think the reef is just like the outcropping of whatever. Let's look it up.
That's awfully general, though.
Reef. Let's spell it reef.
Hmm.
A rock, sandbar, or other feature lying beneath the surface of the water, 6 fathoms or less.
Fathoms. Oh, okay. So it's about how shallow it is.
Yes.
Fathoms. Fucking aquatic measurements. All right. Well, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back after this.
And now. Finally, we have returned.
And we're back for the third and final segment of Outlandish Podcast. Looking at emails, this email comes in from Anthony. He says, sick of the apologists. Hello, guys. Firstly, just wanted to congratulate Jeremy on his promotion to Guildmaster. I just wanted to write in to comment on some of the other WoW podcasts. I know you guys are avid podcast listeners. No. And I believe you listen to some other WoW podcasts. No.
No. I'm an ad. Yes.
You listen to other WoW podcasts?
Oh, WoW podcast. Sorry. Yeah. I thought you just said podcast.
No. I don't know how you guys feel about some of the other WoW podcasts, but personally, I'm just getting a little sick and tired of all the Blizzard apologists for many of these podcasts. Cough, WoW Insider. We get it. WoW is the most popular MMO ever. However, does this fact mean Blizzard is above any kind of criticism? I would think not.
That's kind of why we started the podcast.
Yeah, in a way.
I know the easy answer would be to stop listening to these podcasts, but unfortunately, it's become a fun, guilty pleasure to continue listening for the sole purpose of hearing how much of Blizzard's cock they can fit into their mouths. Too far? Let me know if you think I'm way off base here, or if you have any thoughts on Blizzard apologists in general. Anyway, enough of that rant. Thanks for keeping it real in the podcast world and having the balls to call out Blizzard for some of the bullshit in this game. Thanks, Anthony. Well, the problem is that WoW Insider is like one of the major players in Blizzard coverage.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gonna be the same way with MMO Champion, the instance.
Anybody that's on the official WoW fan site page, they're not allowed to say anything bad about Blizzard.
Right.
Or they can't be an official fan site. So
they have to be subservient.
Yeah, they do.
So,
which again, all those people have advertisers they have to keep happy. So, whatever.
We're free, man.
We're free. We're XM free radio.
Woo! Fight the power.
Not XM. What was it?
Power radio.
What was the one on Grand Theft Auto? You're listening to blah 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 pirate radio.
I don't remember the first one. First Grand Theft Auto?
I don't remember. I mean, it would have been the third or higher.
All right, so Richard. Richard wrote in with this email. It starts off, okay, so my first email attempt did not go so well, so here I go again. Because he sent in one, like, hey guys, first time listener, and I just wanted to. That's all, like, it just cut off.
So and he hit the send button.
Great show. A coworker of mine and I listen every week on our commute, and it is good times. Oh, hello, you and your coworker. But what's weird about this email is it doesn't word wrap, so I'm having to like scroll on the screen here. Yeah, I found myself chuckling out loud to myself when I was doing a Google search and came across a answers.yahoo.com result.
You can't chuckle out loud to yourself.
Well, okay. I guess instead of chuckling to another person. I mean, instead of being
what if
like,
you're the only one there? I mean,
I just put my hand on Jeremy's shoulder like I was chuckling with him.
I myself hate these results, and when you said on your podcast there should be a block option, I agree fully. Apparently,
Wild Style Pirate Radio.
From Radio Vice City. Yeah, that's the kind of music they play. I just acquired all the radio stations from Vice City and GTA 3 with all the commercials and everything intact.
Mm-hmm.
So I could listen to
it. But it's a one long track, isn't it? Like, yes. Like a 60-minute track or something? I burned those on a CD one time and had them for a commute when I was taking a trip somewhere. Apparently someone over at Google was listening as tonight during a Google search I encountered a result. And beneath it, there was an option to block all answers.yahoo.com results.
What? I have not noticed that.
When signed into Google. So I guess you got to be signed in.
I'm a little ticked with Google personally right now because they're getting a little loosey-goosey with the results. Like, a little presumptive about what I meant to type without saying, did you mean?
Yeah.
It's like, no, motherfucker.
We searched for this instead of what you said. You want to search for that instead?
Right. It's give like, me that option.
I fucking typed it. That's what I typed.
But now, yeah, now it's like, now it's, I'll look through because they bolded it, and I'm like, no, I spelled that correctly. I meant to spell it that way. Don't assume that you know what the fuck I'm looking for. Search what I fucking searched or do a did you mean so that I can click on that to search what I fucking searched.
So, Google SketchUp, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Mm-mm. Google SketchUp is a new 3D rendering program, and you can make 3D drawings, and it's free.
Out of?
From Google.
What do I make? Do I draw it?
Yeah, you draw it.
Just with my mouse, I guess, or something?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you've got a...
Anyway, let me finish the email. This is not only amazing because I cannot stand the answers.yahoo results, but also extremely ironic and hilarious since you were just talking about this. That's Richard.
And that's how they build models for Google Earth.
Oh. I was playing around with that the other day.
In Google SketchUp. I was trying to...
Is it like crowdsourcing? Do they let other people build the models for stuff?
You can make models and then you can upload them. I don't know how it works for Google Earth, but I assume since this means promote your business, a 3D model you can build a 3D model of your business and then put it on Google Earth, and that could be the only thing in town that's in 3D. Cool. Yeah, I was trying to explain what I wanted. I was going to build a toy box for Seth, and I couldn't explain it to Mandy the way I wanted to. And I was like, "There's got to be a free 3D rendering." Oh, hello, Google. So then I just drew it out in there, and I was like, this is what I want it to look like. but if I had built it that way, this would have cost $100. Because fucking plywood is fucking $25 a sheet. And I watched a video on YouTube where they were making one, and they used like this nice-looking plywood that you could paint and didn't have knots and shit all in it. And so I looked at that at Home Depot, and it's fucking $50.
Why didn't you want to build a specified toy box?
Because it would be... I thought it would be cheaper than just buying one, but...
No.
Plywood used to be like $7 when my dad bought it to build stuff for me.
Just go... let's go find us a... pallet, and we'll just rip the boards off of it and build.
Well, Home Depot has these little displays that look exactly like the toy box I wanted to build, only they're taller. I was like, I should just buy one of those and cut it down.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, Home Depot. And it can still say Home Depot on the side. I don't care.
We could just paint that. This comes in from Koran. It says, hello, this is a 5-minute...
The book? We get emailed by Islamic Holy Text. K-U-R-R-A-N.
Oh.
That's very close.
Hello, this is a 5-minute Photoshop which depicts every host with a beard. And thanks to you guys, I was introduced to Basement Jacks. Thanks for that.
Yeah,
in other words, it just put a goatee on Jeremy. So, Jeremy, you look pretty good with a goatee. You should grow a goatee.
Well, let me see.
You're like an evil Jeremy.
I know. I've always wanted to be able to grow a goatee. I've always thought that it would look nice.
Looks funny.
But I can't. There's too much Native American in my blonde hair, blue-eyed self to grow a beard.
So yeah, that's all the emails we got there.
Which warrants the question, why couldn't Native Americans grow beards?
Well, they came from Asia.
Judge Ito had a beard.
Yeah, but it is definitely less common over there.
Oh, I wanted to... when we get done, I wanted to show y'all some pictures.
And you never see an Asian person with, like, a burly man beard. You know, like the kind of beard I grow. You know? They always have, like, that...
The Fu Manchu?
That, well, not necessarily, no. But it's always, like, clean. As if you can tell that, like, they can't really grow a lot of beard. So they have to have just that little goatee area to be beardy. Yeah. So I would imagine in their genes they can't grow, like, the big Viking beards. Because you definitely never see...
They can't make the beards that look like
ZZ Top. Like a helicopter. You can't draw a ZZ Top beard.
Yeah. Unless you're a Kung Fu an 80-year-old Kung Fu master.
I found a guy from Hong Kong that looks just like...
Fooey.
I don't know what you said.
Hong Kong Fooey?
Alec Baldwin on my fake Facebook page, but I gotta go find it.
There was a cartoon. I don't know if you guys saw it.
Hong Kong Fooey? Number one super guy. Yeah.
Number one super guy.
Can the wind... Here's a question. I was curious because we were at work and I was walking around outside. And I was curious, can the wind affect sun rays so that they aren't warm by the time they reach your skin?
No.
Because, I mean, the sun would be shining, but it wouldn't be warm.
And then the wind catches the photons, the
UV
rays.
Well, I was just curious if the wind passing through...
No.
The waves could make them cold.
Doesn't work like that.
No.
How does it not work like that?
It just doesn't.
Why doesn't it?
It's the rays of energy.
But exactly. So
but Justin, light acts like a particle, and particles are affected by the wind.
Oh, okay. Well, so yes, Matt, that's what happens.
But I mean, there you like,
no,
as it's coming that's down, how it works. Why does the wind
go.
Blow through?
There you go. That's how it works. That's why when it hits water, it turns because there's wind under the water. It's the currents. The currents in the water make the light beam go
the wind
direction.
Is blowing the sun into my boat.
Whoosh. My hat. I must catch my
for
hat.
The sun blew my hat off.
For some odd reason, I can't grasp the concept that a virus is all over your body and not just in a certain area. An example would be getting a cold or the flu through sex. Like, I don't know why it can't, like I associate, like, a cold or a flu with just, you know, anything facial, you know?
Right.
So, like, if you were to kiss them or something like that, sure. But I just, you know, anything else.
This is the guy. I'll show you the pic in a minute.
I'm actually
not sure if you can fuck a person that has the cold and not get the cold. But, I mean, I guess the virus is all throughout
I assume it's in the,
throughout
you know,
their fluids.
Yeah.
And on their skin, I think.
Yeah.
Just kind of hanging out on their
skin.
Usually
just like
when people have a cold, they don't feel like doing it.
Well,
I mean, I'm
well,
sure
surprise.
They do. They do, but
surprise.
No.
Clear up your sinuses, baby.
I've got the flu. Fuck me.
That's not what I meant.
I didn't say it like that. I said, I've got the flu. Fuck me.
Does your body burn more calories in the winter to keep it warm, or does it burn more in the summer to keep it cool?
Your sweat glands.
Not in the summer.
Your sweat glands actually burn calories, so really? It's possible, yes.
Yeah, but it's probably insignificant number amounts.
I don't know. Every one of them sitting there going...
Just to squeeze out juices.
Yeah, they just squeeze it out. You just like hold your arm up and you got like little... Yeah. It looks like oysters when they're all spitting the water out, but it's your arm because your pores
that's
are...
really disgusting thinking about it.
And then if you've got enlarged pores like I have on my nose, it's just like...
Okay.
I can put out fires with this shit.
All right.
Nose hose.
This is the last thing I got. Match.com claims 1 out of 5 relationships start online, as if that's a good statistic to pay money to join. That's 4 out of 5 that don't.
I think, isn't the point of their stat that 20% of all relationships now start online?
Yeah. But 80% of them don't. You know, I mean, that's 80%. So, like, I'm putting...
Look, they're not trying to convince you to start. They're just saying it's like, not that weird as you think it is.
15 years ago, it was no percent.
Right.
And now it's 20%. In the future, it'll be 100% because we'll all be inside our computers.
We'll be inside the computers?
Yes.
It's Lawnmower Man or something?
As long as I can be inside her computer.
You don't want to be inside her computer. You want to be inside her shirt.
Her box. Her computer box.
Computer is euphemistically used in this situation.
By computer, I meant tits.
Right.
Anyways. But
Anyway.
1 out of 5. It's not that... I mean, to me, that's just not a good statistic.
I think it's...
To throw money at.
I think it's higher. I think that it's higher than what most people think it would be. Thus, it casts it in a more positive light.
I would think it would be higher than that in this day and age.
No, man. Really?
Really?
Yeah.
How many people do you know are in a relationship that they met? That they
with
made
Facebook
online.
And okay, Cupid and Plenty of Fish.
In a romantic relationship. Jeremy's an outlier.
I met Mandy on AOL.
Yeah, I mean Brian.
Really?
That's how he met? Yeah,
isn't
through AOL.
How, isn't that how Nostin
AOL
Jenny,
or Yahoo or something like that?
Nostin Jenny met.
They met through I think Match.com or I think one of those sites.
Okay, so that's 3 people of like but think about everybody. Think about all the people we know.
I think,
at work.
Yeah, and a lot of them probably met through Facebook, through, you know, friends through Facebook.
I don't know if friends through Facebook is necessarily the same thing if you just...
I think they met in some other game.
I don't... I mean, there'd be a difference in them browsing their friends' friends and then contacting them out of nowhere as opposed to, like, hey, I noticed you got a cute friend there. Why don't you introduce me? I don't know if that would necessarily... I don't know if that would count. I don't know if I would count that.
Mandy's mom and Mandy's stepdad met on Match.com. Yeah.
How'd a sister...
The fact of the matter is that the average
how did your
person,
sister meet her husband?
I have no idea.
Match.com?
I'm pretty sure... No, I'm actually pretty sure it was...
Yahoo Answers.
AOL.
Yahoo Answers.
AOL.
Through friends.
Yahoo Answers.
Oh, yeah, no, that's actually how it was.
Did my headphones just go out or my microphone?
We Neither would not one. Know.
I can't tell you about your headphones.
Can you still hear?
Can yeah,
you still
I can
hear
still
me?
Hear you.
Yes.
They met through friends?
Yeah. Her roommate
friends.
Worked at a record store. He worked at a record store.
An online record store?
Recordstore.com.
All right. If you'd like to send us an email, you can do so at letters@outlandishpodcast.com. You can send a message on Twitter to Jeremy @AtlantisJer to sign up for our forums at forums.outlandishpodcast.com.
Don't bother.
If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, you can do so @OutlandishCast. You can follow Jeremy @OutlandishJer. You can follow Justin @OutlandishBeats. You can follow me @OutlandishMatt. And I think I said the podcast @OutlandishCast. You can like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/OutlandishPodcast. And that's all.
Yep.
So we'll catch you in 180.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye.